The History of the Indo-Pakistani War of 1971. In the annals of 20th century conflict, few wars were as swift, decisive, and consequential as the Indo-Pakistani War of 1971. It was a war born from the ashes of a fractured nation, fueled by political and ethnic resentments, and ultimately redrawn on the map of South Asia by the intervention of a neighboring giant. This was not merely a border dispute. It was the violent birthing of a new nation, Bangladesh, and a pivotal moment that reshaped the geopolitical landscape of the subcontinent. The seeds of this conflict were sown in the very creation of Pakistan in 1947. The subcontinent was partitioned into India and Pakistan, with the latter comprising two geographically disparate wings, West Pakistan and East Pakistan. Separated by over 1,000 miles of Indian territory, the two wings shared a religion but little else. West Pakistan, dominated by the Punjabis, held the reins of political and military power, often at the expense of the Bengalis in the east, who felt increasingly marginalized and exploited. Their language, culture, and economic aspirations were often overlooked by the West Pakistani establishment. The cultural and political chasm widened over the next two decades. East Pakistan, despite its larger population, received a disproportionately smaller share of national resources and political representation. The Bengali language movement of 1952, a passionate struggle to recognize Bengali as an official language, was a stark early indicator of the growing alienation. By the late 1960s, the call for autonomy in East Pakistan, spearheaded by the Awami League led by Sheikh Mujibur Rahman, had reached a fever pitch. The 1970 general elections offered a glimmer of hope, with the Awami League winning a landslide victory, securing a majority in the National Assembly. However, the West Pakistani military and political elite refused to cede power, sparking widespread protests and unrest in East Pakistan. The situation deteriorated rapidly. In March 1971, the Pakistani military launched Operation Searchlight, a brutal crackdown on the Bengali population aimed at crushing the secessionist movement. The ensuing violence was horrific, marked by widespread killings, rape, and the displacement of millions of civilians. This period of intense repression ignited a full-blown liberation war, with the Bengali Mukti Bahini Liberation Army fighting against the Pakistani forces. The scale of the humanitarian crisis was staggering, with an estimated 10 million refugees fleeing to neighboring India, placing an immense strain on India's resources and security. India, under Prime Minister Indira Gandhi, initially provided covert support to the Mukti Bahini. However, as the refugee crisis intensified and cross-border skirmishes increased, India's role became more pronounced. The political and humanitarian implications of the ongoing conflict in East Pakistan, coupled with Pakistan's growing military strength, led India to believe that a decisive intervention was necessary. On December 3, 1971, Pakistan launched preemptive airstrikes against several Indian airfields in the west, officially triggering the full-scale war. The war was short and intensely fought. The Indian armed forces, with their superior numbers and strategic planning, launched a multi-pronged assault. In the west, they engaged Pakistani forces in a defensive posture, preventing any significant advances. However, the decisive theater was the east. The Indian Army, in a lightning-fast campaign, advanced rapidly into East Pakistan, supported by the Indian Air Force and Navy, which effectively blockaded the region. The Mukti Bahini played a crucial role, providing intelligence and engaging in guerrilla warfare, further disrupting Pakistani defenses. The Pakistani forces in the east, commanded by Lieutenant General A.A.K. Niazi, were vastly outnumbered and outmaneuvered. Faced with overwhelming odds and the imminent capture of Dhaka, Niazi surrendered to the Indian forces on December 16, 1971. This surrender marked the end of the war and the official birth of Bangladesh. The swiftness of the victory stunned the world, particularly the United States, which had been leaning towards Pakistan in the conflict. The consequences of the 1971 war were profound and far-reaching. For Bangladesh, it was a hard-won independence, achieved at a terrible cost in human lives and suffering. The new nation had to rebuild from the devastation of war and grapple with the immense challenges of state building. For Pakistan, the defeat was a humiliating blow, leading to political instability and a reassessment of its national identity and military strategy. The loss of East Pakistan irrevocably altered its geopolitical standing. For India, the victory was a significant triumph, enhancing its prestige as a regional power and solidifying Prime Minister Indira Gandhi's leadership. The war also had a lasting impact on India's relationship with the United States, which had supported Pakistan, and the Soviet Union, which had sided with India. The geopolitical balance in South Asia had been fundamentally reset. The legacy of the 1971 war continues to resonate. It is a stark reminder of the complexities of nationhood, the devastating consequences of ethnic and political repression, and the intricate dance of power on the international stage. The war not only created a new nation, but also redrew the map of South Asia, leaving an indelible mark on the history of the 20th century.